This is The Listening Post from WWNO New Orleans Public Radio. I'm your host, Jesse Hardman. On this program, we share thoughts and opinions from around the city on important topics. A few days ago, I walked up a couple of blocks from where I live in the Lower Ninth Ward to visit some neighbors I'd never met. Karen Rogers and her fiancé Troy Blasio live on the 5400 block of Burgundy Street in the Lower Ninth.
We get along with all of our neighbors. You know, even he be outside sometimes, they be over there in that little lot playing horseshoes. You know, sometimes the neighbor here, he puts on his music. We barbecue, we play dominoes, we play spades.
About 8 p.m. this past Sunday, they heard gunshots on their street and hit the floor in their front living room. A few moments later, Troy ran outside to see what had happened.
Because I keep picturing this child running up to me
with a hole in his head.
And I had to put something there, the blood coming out to stop the blood. A guy gave me a shirt.
Meanwhile, Karen called 911.
Then I got off the porch and walked over there, and I said, oh, my Lord, my God, no. It's more than a child. It's two children. I told it was three females and a male. And I just couldn't believe the sight that I was seeing.
4-year-old Kyle Romaine, the boy Troy Blasio helped, is in the hospital, now blind. His brother, 2-year-old Jamal Riley, is also in the hospital with a severe brain injury. Their mother, Alana, and sister, Halani, were also injured. 16-year-old Jasmine Anderson and 33-year-old Terrence McBride were killed. Listening Post producer Kate Richardson walked over to Burgundy Street with me. What was on your mind, Kate?
It was just a street, you know, it was just like any street you would see in New Orleans. And it seemed to me that one of the reasons why Troy and Karen were so shook up by it was because this is where they live and have their normal lives and have a good time and enjoy themselves and do what you do in a normal day. And I think it was an important reminder that when things like this happen, especially in neighborhoods that have reputations for violence in the city, that these are places where people live and raise their kids. And it's not a war zone. We also wanted to know what people in other parts of the city thought, so we took our listening post that's shaped like a fish out to City Park and to St. Rock to get some voices on violence in the city. Here's what we heard.
I think New Orleans is a safe city. There's definitely an underculture that's involved in drugs and poverty. And I feel ultimately it could be a safer city if there was a stronger police and citywide plan for implementing and continuing to improve neighborhoods that are just by nature unsafe.
The violence of New Orleans, yes, it is sad because they is killing kids. Kids is actually getting killed out here for no reason, and I don't understand it. But they weren't about putting cigarettes on the ground, but they should be thinking about the crime out here in New Orleans, and it's getting ridiculous out here.
I haven't had any experience with violence. I've seen it happen on my street in St. Rock. The day I got my home appraised before I bought it, there was a dead body next door. And I'm from Louisiana. I've been coming to New Orleans my whole life, Mr. Fish. And I just wasn't going to be scared.
It's crime everywhere. So I'm going to say I love New Orleans. I would trade it for the world. For nothing. I'ma live and I'ma die here. You know, because if I run, it could happen to me here or there.
Earlier this week, Mayor Landrieu hosted an event at the new $7 million 5th District Police Facility, which serves the Lower Nine. And while the message was renewal, talk quickly turned to the shooting on Burgundy.
This is a very, very serious problem that this city has had for a long time, and it is not going to end, as I've said, until all of us pull together.
Back on Burgundy, Karen Rogers is processing how she feels.
Nothing happens here. It's just one stupid person. And I call that person stupid because, honestly, he don't even act like he's a human being. Because even a human being has compassion.
Rogers and her fiancé, Troy Blasio, say they're ready to move, but not too far away. The Lower Ninth is home, so maybe just a few blocks.
We had to take off from work yesterday because I couldn't focus, you know, seeing stuff like that, to see that little girl laying on the ground.
Haven't been sleeping at all.
Yeah.
For more local voices on the topic of violence in New Orleans, head to wwno.org. We'll see you soon.